Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Live Laughter Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
I sure am. Hi, Johnny. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm so excited.
Our guest today is Tom Palladino. And,
Tom Palladino, the scalar scientist?
Is that it?
Johnny?
Hmm? Yeah.
Am I right?
Tom Palladino, scalar light healing.
The scalar, light, the life force of the universe.
Right.
He is with us.
That's right. Are you there, Tom?
Yes. Good evening to you both.
Hello, Tom. Wow. This is going to be the best show because I find this the most exciting thing there is. I mean, isn't it the universe? Isn't it the most positive, healing light that you could possibly come across?
Yeah,
we get to learn how we can get this into our lives. And you, Tom Palladino, have been researching this for years. Scalar. Do people pronounce it differently? Scalar. How's that?
Yes, thank you so much.
My first question is, if this is the epitome of positive light force of our universe, why is it relatively newly known as being just new research developments? And I know you're not the first, but you are a big part of the research. Please tell us a little bit about why. Why have so many people not even heard of it?
It's suppressed, to be very candid about this matter. If this is the free energy of the universe, scalar energy is the energy of the sun and the stars. It's the animating force of the universe. And it offers to mankind the prospect of free energy. Well, why isn't this headline news? It should be, but it's
because
not.
Because it's going to take away all their businesses?
It's a threat to the, if you will, it's a threat to the military-industrial complex, yes.
Wow. Do you feel like you, I didn't even know. I looked at a lot of things that are about you, and you're an amazing researcher, scientist, and so much more, but I didn't catch that part. Are you safe?
I am safe.
Are you feeling safe? Are you in danger?
No. Thank you for your concern. Because what I'm doing is so avant-garde, I don't think even the authorities understand my work. Nonetheless, I don't think this has really caught on to the point where people feel threatened. But
you mean 30s as in their age? Sorry to interrupt you.
Well, I'm saying as far as their awareness, the level of awareness.
Okay. So that generation should be more into it. Is that what you're trying to say?
Everybody should be more into this. This is Nikola Tesla energy. You've heard about the great scientist Nikola Tesla.
Yes.
And yes.
He was working with free energy. Later in his life, he had developed free energy instruments. But we've never heard about those free energy instruments. Why? Well, his work was suppressed. So I'm trying to, if you will, draw this correlation between Tesla and our modern-day society in which the technology is out there. You can harness the energy from the sun and the stars. This does represent free, clean energy. Why aren't
and
we doing
free,
this?
Meaning free, meaning free for the taking, no monetary value. Like, it has value, obviously, but free to where we don't need something else that we have to pay for?
Yeah, that's right.
No, wow.
That's right. No, exactly.
I love how it's healing, the healing. But I've noticed there are so many other light things out there going on, like infrared light, spa, saunas. at the tanning spray they have on the side, the red light, supposed to be healing, supposed to like take away all of your red dots and all. But you are talking about really healing people. Is it their molecules? And not only that, but with just a photograph?
Right.
Actually,
right.
That's what I was going to ask him. I mean, you're in my mind, Barbara.
Oh, really? I know. Yeah. Well, it's amazing. So I'm so glad, Tom. Will you be able to really make the person who is not the scientist just, you know, normal person who loves the universe like Johnny and I, will you be able to explain it to us so we can understand easily?
Yes, it's in layman terms, of course. It's very straightforward. Yes.
Okay.
It's easy. Okay. So without further ado, what are we referring to? First of all, let's define our term, scalar energy, scalar light. This is the initial energy of the sun and the stars. If you look at the universe, what animates the universe? It's energy. The energy of the sun and the stars is scalar energy. So I really believe that this has a divine origin. And then with that, if I can tap into that free energy from the sun and the stars, you will recognize that we do not have to create the energy. It pre-exists. So
that's nice.
In the future, thank you. In the future, instead of, as I say, drilling for oil or digging for coal, we are going to simply tap into the free energy of the universe. This is the key to scaling.
No more electricity bill?
Correct.
And I am not kidding. I would love that. Okay, it's probably $2,000 at this point. Somebody told me I didn't have to pay it, and they will not turn it off. So it's like in my subconscious, I just didn't. And I looked, I could not believe it. So if I ever want to get returned on anywhere in probably this state, I would have to pay that $2,000. Right now, they're okay with me, $100 here and $100 there. But what if I tapped in or I started rubbing elbows with you, Tom Palladino, and then tapped into this scalar energy, could I just use that instead?
Eventually, yes. That's my plan. Eventually, I want to see a new power system, a new way of delivering energy, and not the cumbersome grid system that we have today.
In your lifetime?
Yes.
That makes me, that's promising, because, you know, you're a, I don't know your age, but a normal, not young, not old person.
Yes.
And, you know, if this could happen within your lifetime or my lifetime, I think we're about the same age. I really would be so happy. And with you saying that that's your goal or that's your plan, a plan usually isn't planned if you don't think it's going to happen. So I'm thinking this probably will happen within your lifetime. Would you say that to be true?
Yes. Yes, that's my goal, yes. And I think that's quite tenable, yes. Yep.
That's just so exciting because we can just take it. So is there anybody out there who could just wrap it up and take it away and then make us pay for it?
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. There's a great deal of, if you will, engineering behind this. There's a great deal of know-how. So I am trying to introduce this new science to the world, and it takes time. And again, it's quite sophisticated, but to keep it at a very simple, transparent level, the free energy from the sun and the stars is very real. Nikola Tesla harnessed that energy with scalar energy instruments. I have scalar energy instruments. I've demonstrated this time and time again. So this indeed is valid. I'm working according to the laws of science. Now, in application, it's going to take the world, it's going to take a movement around the world to want to ask for this new paradigm. So as any technology, there's a curve, there's a learning curve that we have to address. And that's coming. And I see, if you will, the pun is intended, the future looks very bright with this type of technology.
I like that pun. Well, I like it too because you can heal different ailments. I know a few, okay? One is herpes, the herpes virus, which is, I read one out of three people have it. People don't like to admit it because it's sexually transmitted. For some reason, it's just like, wow, if this could be cured with just this light sending in a photo, and I do know that you offer a 15-day, but I also found a 30-day free before purchase membership to your Scalar program, where I'm just asking, how long would it take to heal an ailment that's, say, that one, or maybe one a lesser serious ailment? Would we be able to do it with just the free 30-day trial period and sending in a photo with you?
I'm going to speak to you from experience, and I'm going to share the testimonies of people. In 1 month, working with people, in 1 month, people have told me, after a person would send in their photographs, and we work with their photographic force field. This is a unique process. In 1 month, many people tell us that they no longer have any viral load for the herpes virus or any symptoms for the herpes virus.
That is amazing.
Yes.
That's how, I mean, people should be shouting from the rooftop, because if that could be cured, there's so many things like it. Like, isn't there right now what is the outbreak going on in many states right now? Actually, I don't think it is like a syphilis. It's more like, not mumps, something, measles. It's going again, even with a child that has been given the shot, one shot, but too young for the second shot. They are getting this. Now, what about giving them this light that's free, everybody? What about giving cancer patients this light, this divine light? And my other question, because I'm going to give you the floor on that one, is, oh my goodness. Okay. So what if it is going to take away some of the people's money who are in maybe pharmaceutical, that industry? Is it just us who are trying to tell you, or trying to tell people to wake up to this light? I mean, why isn't it a big movement? And then if it is, can it cure cancer?
Mm. Yeah. Well, let me start by saying my goal, the purpose of my work, is to help people. And I'm not concerned about any type of, if you will, economic advantage. I'm a true researcher. And if I really want to stay true to my work, then I am going to help people. I don't care about economic advantage. I don't care about any type of economic superiority. Okay, so with that said, I have developed a process in which, working through a photograph of a person, for the audience to understand, that a photograph carries the energy signal of a person. I've never worked with a human being in my life, because my instruments do not work with people. To the contrary, my instruments only work with energy fields, force fields, and it's crucial to understand this.
People should love that, Tom. I mean, they love going to Amazon Fresh with their palm print, where they don't even have to talk to a person and leave, bag it themselves, leave with their palm print, no contact with a human. So this should be perfect for a healing journey. Is it expensive?
No, it's not. First of all, our website offers anybody in the world 15 days of free sessions to begin with.
Yeah.
So it's by no means is it expensive. Secondly, when I work again with this energy instrument, I don't work with flesh and blood. It's not a biological process. Instead, I work with intelligence. All of my work is non-physical intelligence. So what am I getting at? That this energy allows me to work with a person's force field, their energy field. I don't work with flesh and blood, as I've mentioned. Now, with that in mind, I am able to, if you will, work at a different level, the level of intelligence. I do not have to if you will, involve myself with a biochemical reaction. So this is not Western science. This is not Western medicine. This is a new science of working with intelligence, or what some people call consciousness. Now, with that, the terms that we use in Newtonian science do not apply to what I am working with. So you have to take a look at this. We're comparing apples to oranges, so I don't want to really get into that comparison. I'd rather just stick with my work. So
okay.
Let me rehab.
But
let
I am
rehab.
Getting it. I am really deep with this stuff. I am deep with the energy. Okay, because I just, this is what I forgot. I was asking you, like, how can you, are you special? Can you train yourself to tap into it? I know you said it's celestial. So that is getting a little bit into, isn't it, not religion, but spirituality?
It is.
If people can't see it or touch it, maybe they will see it. I mean, it's a light, but maybe they can't touch it. Is that why it's so hard for them to believe?
Yes, it's invisible, and you cannot even measure it. And it is, if you will, still an esoteric subject. But remember what I said, it's intelligence. Now, what do I mean by that? If we look at scalar energy, it's the energy of the universe. It's the intelligence of the universe. Now, this is not an element. It's not a molecule. It's the intelligence. It's the instructions of the universe. But this is how important this new science is. We are, we're in the driver's seat of the universe. When you can control instructions, you can control the universe. And that's my contention. This is what my research is focused upon, the control of the universe, the ability to mandate nature. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, will this even help us manifest our destinies
even
more if we tap into this light?
Yes, by all means. And that's what I want to teach the world, and that everybody has this gift. So what's the point? Scalar energy is the intelligence, including it's the intelligence that drives human thinking. If you've ever considered a thought or creativity, what is that? It's non-physical intelligence. This is what I'm working with. Scalar light, scalar energy is the intelligence of the universe, including the intelligence, the intellect of people.
Okay, can we talk a little bit about the photograph, though? Because I know even when I submit a photograph for identification, you can't even retouch those photos because they have something that detects AI. So I'm just curious. I'm sure you have a very professional way. A person hires you. They send in their photograph. It's not about money. Okay, great. And the 15-day. I mean, why not try it? I'm going to. Okay, so send it in. What kind of photograph? What if you get a photograph? Okay, what are the aspects that you need from the photograph? That's my question. Simple.
We need a valid photograph. We need
the photograph. A lot of times you cannot send in to a person for photograph evaluation or identification purposes or anything that has been retouched with AI or, you know what I mean, filters, all that kind of thing. What kind of photograph do you accept? Any photograph of the person?
That's correct. We accept any photograph of a person. And why? Because the photograph carries the energy signal. It carries the intelligence of a person. So
what do you mean by intelligence, totally? I know intelligence can mean a couple different things, like levels of intelligence. How do you describe what you're getting out of a photograph as far as intelligence info?
I'm always speaking in terms of scalar energy. I'm not speaking in terms of electromagnetic energy. So when I say a photograph has intelligence, it does have the scalar energy intelligence. It has the signature of scalar energy. Now, with that in mind, if somebody sends me a photograph, that photograph of that person is embedded with their soul, mind, and body, the signature of their soul, mind, and body. And I mean that quite literally. So when I take a photograph and place it in my laboratory instrument, I can find markers. I can find signals of a spiritual, mental, or a physical dimension.
Even from a baby photo?
Yes. It doesn't matter. Because everybody has a scalar energy signal or signature or intelligence. Yes.
And then that is your scalar energy.
I have a question.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You have some questions? You know, it's funny because this goes in relevance to what's in the news. Apparently, you know how they're talking about like Kate Middleton being missing? And I'm wondering, have you looked at any of the photos in maybe did something with a photo or something of her?
Mm.
I'm just curious. Because they're talking about her that she's missing.
Yeah, to answer your question, no. I won't go down that road. I'm so immersed with my work, I really don't have time for that. But
okay.
That's
so you're
a
not
good
using
point.
It for anything like that. It's not psychic stuff, it's not medium, it is real pure. How I look at it is this: pure energy the universe is giving us to our nice Mother Earth here, but the universe is supplying this to us. We're just now realizing it is here, thanks to you, the likes of you, and not very many, maybe a handful of other researchers and scientists over the years. It's too free. You know, it's like the people out there cannot control it, so they squash it down. Can you tell us some of the ways that you feel like you've been held down or kept quiet in any way?
That's a good point. Well, if my discoveries are valid, why? Because I follow the laws of science and I don't interject human will or human ego into my work. So all of my work is valid. All of my work I can prove according to the laws of science. But my work, my research has not come to the light of the general public. Why? My research is suppressed. Now, if I'm having such great results and I'm following the laws of science, then there should be no argument. My work should have been embraced decades ago. It has not been. Why? There's a concerted effort not to see this new technology come to the attention of the general public.
I noticed. But I must hand it to you. You are doing your best in a great way, very nice, gentlemanly way, to just say, hey, look what I'm doing. Look what I've found. Look what we have, everybody. And I appreciate that, but how do we tap into our willingness in as a being to accept the universal power of this light?
Yes. Well, okay. Again, if this light is universal, then everybody possesses this light in some capacity. Any human thought is a function of scalar energy. You're a thought, intention, creativity, daydreaming, even, if you will, a night dream. Anything that involves cognition is a function of scalar energy, showing the world, demonstrating to the world that everybody has this gift of scalar light. And if once we realize that scalar light drives the mind, is the animating force of the mind, creativity, even the animating force of emotions, then mankind will realize that we have this control, we have this mandate over scalar light, scalar energy with our mind and our emotions. That's very important. And once the world comes to that realization, then we will work together as a body of people. We will work in a coordinated fashion, and we will see great advances for mankind.
That is wonderful. Can you name off a few other terms or words that people use for scalar light?
Synonymous terms for scalar light are consciousness, chi, prana, zero-point energy, om, O-M, life force energy. Some people call it pyramid energy. Others have called this, the God force or the alpha and the omega. It is my firm belief that scalar energy is a divine emanation, that scalar energy is from God.
I agree. has this done for you personally and your family members as far as healing? Are you ailing anything?
I benefit from this energy on a daily basis. It gives me a greater zest. It gives me a boost of energy. I achieve vitamins energetically from this.
Oh, Tom, that's amazing, because I don't like to, A, spend a bunch of money on vitamins, and B, eat pounds and pounds of vegetables to get the vitamins I'm supposed to have in my body, which, of course, I eat tons of vegetables, but the amount you're supposed to eat to get certain vitamins is a lot. And C, you know, I just don't like swallowing those huge, big vitamins, but I want those vitamins. So you are just telling me that I can inject these vitamins into me, whatever I need, with light?
Yes. With light, exactly. That's
yes.
The fundament of scalar energy. It's not a biochemical process. We are working at a different level here. And with that said, this energy is non-physical intelligence.
Okay, say I do sign up. I'm a listener here on Life, Laughter, Happiness. Tom Palladino is giving us this wonderful 15-day. On your website, we can go and we can accept 15 days free. Put our name in. Send our photograph to you. You're going to get, you and your team are going to get started on work on healing us. Do you need anything else? Do you need, like, medical?
That's it. No, and I'll tell you why. I don't diagnose. This is not a medical procedure. I do not interject my ego. I do not interject my intellect in this process. The energy is a divine energy. I let the energy heal. If there's any healing, it's on the part of God. So we now realize that there is a science, scalar science, that is completely dependent upon God without any human interface. This is really what I like about my work. It's flawless. How can you make a mistake if God is the animating force?
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. If somebody who was researching it at the top of the research, which is you, and they weren't you, they were an evil person, they did not have good intentions for the human race, what if we had somebody like that at the helm, okay, would they be able to, with this light force, be able to do something evil with it?
Potentially, yes, because it's energy. And energy is fundamental. Energy obeys the laws of science. Now, as a corollary to that statement, this is one of the reasons why I will not share many of my discoveries with the general public. This energy, this technology, must be guarded at the present moment. I've always said great technology must be guarded with great morality. The two go hand in hand. So in many ways, I'm trying to introduce the world to this incredible invention, this incredible technology, but it carries, if you will, a great responsibility on my part.
Well, of course it does, because you have integrity, and thank God for you, that it did land in the hands of a nice person who just wants to see good and help people. And most scientists around the world for centuries, if you look back at them, they're pretty good guys. So I just want to say thank you for the work you've done and to actually open our eyes up more. But you know what? I'm getting this, like, hot, warm feeling in my heart of fulfillment. In fact, today I was so happy. I was just letting the universe, oh, you guys, okay, Tom, you don't know, but I just started at the beginning of the year in January, this year-long session of, it's called Magnetize Your Dreams, and it's all about letting the universe help you and tap into it in all kinds of ways, like mirror work, meditation. And this, just talking to you now about it, is so exciting for me, because I'm going to incorporate this into my year plan of magnetizing, well, manifesting my dreams, because I've done it before. If I'm not just going to want to go back to things I've already done and done those and do them great again. Maybe I will, but new things. And this light really is going to help me do it. I'm going to sign up, and I'm going to probably be hooked on it and probably get there before the prices do go up, if they do. Because, I mean, if it's free and you're not the only one who knows about it, you just were saying that you had to keep a lot of things private, though. Like, what's going on with that? When are you going to unveil some of these other secrets and realizations that you've figured out or seen?
When God asks me and prompts me to reveal this, I will. I have to take this slowly. I have to have people educated first. The first process is education. I want to share these my discoveries with the world, and that's why I perform podcasts. I'm an open book. But this must be, if you will, embraced with that in mind. It has to be brought forth in the proper venue, in a mature fashion, and the world must be first educated and then mature enough to accept this great gift from God. Without distinction, without equivocation, scalar energy is the life force of the universe. It's the fundament of the universe. This energy drives the universe. It is the all-powerful force.
Oh, well, then what if some people don't even refer to the universe as God? What if they don't? And who is your God? And is that your preference of the teachings will be taught in your way, in your walk with your God? And who is your God? May I just ask you right now, who's your God?
I'm a Christian. I believe Jesus is God. But people are able to interpret this as they see fit.
Really? What if they're Jewish? Because they're the chosen people, my mother always said. God rest her soul. She is a born-again Christian. I don't know. It was always foggy about the Jewish thing, because that's how I was raised myself. But I also am very spiritual, as in, look at around you, everybody. Smell that grass and that, well, I mean, smell that fresh-cut grass. That's man-made, but still, like, God-made, I feel like, okay, God, the universe. I'm not going to say the universe. I'm going to refer to it as God. I just don't, okay, Tom, I'm not coming down on you at all. I'm just trying to reach a lot of people, and I'm feeling like if we close them off to a certain religion,
they might not be
open to this.
We're not doing that. See, we're not. What do I like about energy? It's universal. Regardless of your religion, regardless of your political affiliation, regardless of what your philosophical affinity, this energy is for everybody. Everybody lives with the energy of the universe. So this will unify mankind. You cannot divide light. There is only one supreme light. That's what I like about my work. Regardless of your background, everybody should want this gift. It's a gift. We're going to welcome the gift.
I would like to welcome it, but I thought there was just one light, but two forms of energy making the light. Electromagnetic energy, everybody's heard of. Now, why electromagnetic? Now, what is that word? When people hear that word, they were like, oh, yeah, I've heard about that. I went to school. And then scalar, I'm trying to think, scalar. I don't really remember anybody teaching me about that. Now, but why? Can you just get to the nitty-gritty of why in first grade somebody's not teaching you this?
Yeah, here's the nitty-gritty. The initial energy of the sun and the stars is scalar energy. When that energy leaves the center of the sun or the star, it breaks down, it degrades into electromagnetic energy. I have proven that. Nikola Tesla, the great scientist, proved that. So there are two energies. The perfect energy is scalar energy that we find at the center of the stars. The imperfect energy, electricity, is the energy that escapes from the stars. So what's the point? Why not use the perfect energy, the energy that does not pollute, the energy that has no degradation, the energy that is infinite in character? Why work with the derivative, which is electricity? Doesn't make sense.
Well, I'm looking at my notes, listening to you, and I think it does, because if you ever have taken a class like that, like chemistry, or all kinds of things happen with energy and molecules and chemicals, and it goes to infinite little small tiny little levels. They're going to combust. So things go together and it becomes a double helix. Can you go into a double helix and explain that, please?
Yeah. Some people have been fortunate enough by way of curling photography to photograph scalar energy. It cannot be measured, but you can photograph it. And when it's been photographed, it's a corkscrew or a double helix.
And it's beautiful.
The same ratio. It is. It's the same ratio and proportion as DNA. So it's always been my consideration that scalar energy creates and maintains our DNA. And if that's true and accurate, I believe it is, then this is the tool to recreate or perfect our DNA.
So this is where it may have all begun right there. Wow, I never thought of this. Is okay, so some people think, you know what, I cannot come from a monkey. I will not say I do. And they all teach, okay, that, okay. We're from monkeys, or we're from the little gippy fish up through the fish up into the four-legged and then into all that, okay? Some people just cannot deal with that. I am one of them. Is this where we began, Tom?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you. And this fundament overrules, debunks our Darwinian evolution.
Evolution. Yuck. I did not come from a gross guppy.
You're right. It's scalar energy that creates DNA. It's scalar energy, the energy of God that creates the life molecule. We are not a product of chance. Scalar energy is the divine intellect. Scalar energy creates the genome.
Okay, wow, what a big realization I just did have. And it's making me smile from ear to ear just to be reassured. Okay, I didn't come from that. Oh, my gosh. I try to watch the National Geographic, and yeah, they're cute, but is that my uncle? I mean, is that my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa? That ape? No, it's not. Okay, everybody, it is not. Gee. Listen to Tom Palladino. I'm sure you could go on and explain so much, and we have so many, many, many questions, and especially me. I'm into it. So what do you think about me doing this course? There's mirror work, meditation, mirror work where you go up to the mirror and, you know, instead of like kick in the shoe, you say like, down another Monday, you say, this is awesome. Look what we have. You know what I mean? So that's maybe different, but we do all aspects. That may be different than accepting our scalar light that day, but it's all part of it. It's all trying to be the best. But, okay, here's my question. What can we skip as far as homework on ourselves if we do get this light into our injustice light into our bodies as soon as possible?
Well, if you sign up for our free 15-day session, take note and maybe write a journal as to your response over the course of 15 days. For instance, I just started a new program last Wednesday, and I'm writing a journal as to how I feel. And I believe that this new process that I just unveiled last week has helped me. In specific, I had back pain. And now after 6 days of working with myself, I no longer have back pain, or it's been, if you will, it's quite attenuated to this point. So I would do the same thing. If you're going to sign up for our sessions, take notes. Have a before and after comparison as to how you feel before the sessions and after. Now, bear in mind, this is unique. I'm the only one in the world with this technology, so you're going to have to take good notes. You can't make a comparison with my work with other work because nobody else has duplicated my results.
How? How did you get that control? This is great for you. did research. What did you do? Go down to copyright it, or how does that work in a nutshell?
I was fortunate enough to be led by God, and also I had this fortuitous event where I met a former scalar energy researcher, a deceased scalar energy researcher, Sarah Hieronymus, and I learned from this Hieronymus family. So it's a combination of God's wisdom and the ability to work with this Hieronymus technology. These were inventors who I visited back in the 90s and spent
I've heard of this.
Time with.
Hieronymus.
Hieronymus, correct.
Yes, go ahead.
Anyway, the long and short of it is you have to spend time at this. This is an esoteric science. It's an esoteric subject. It takes a great deal of research and a great deal of experimentation and prayer. And I've been at it for 40, 45 years. I've made great strides, but at a great price, Barbara. This is not easy. It takes time.
Price as in money or just time? Time is money.
My life. That's the price. It's been my lifeblood. It's been everything. It's taken everything I could muster up.
I followed you everywhere, every single place I could. Plus, there's going to be more places to follow Johnny. Johnny, where are you? Are you lost in just like wonderment at college graduate Jonathan Alexander? What do you think about it?
It's interesting. It's interesting. It's an interesting philosophy. I like it.
Well, what? It's not a philosophy.
Well, I mean, it's all science is philosophy. So, you know, I mean, that's...
Do you agree with that statement, Tom?
Science is a body of knowledge, and it is true. And a philosophy, if you will give us a better understanding of that body of knowledge. So in that light, I would say, yes, that's true.
Yes, but this has been proven. Scalar energy.
To be clear, I've proven it, and Nikola Tesla has proven it, and a few other scientists.
How far do you have to go to get it proved?
Well, that's a good point, but the drawback is very few scientists have ever traveled this far. My work is unique. My results are unique. I wish others could duplicate my results, but nobody's spent the time. You've got to spend the time.
Okay. Let's switch gears. I want to know what started this whole thing with little Tom Palladino, the little boy, 5-year-old, maybe 3. I don't know. Did you talk early? What made you become a scientist and then really branch out into knowing exactly what you wanted to research and study?
Yeah, thank you. I've always had the gift of mysticism. And I could always understand, if you will, esoteric principle. And with that in mind, I, at a young age, decided that with this gift from God, this gift of mysticism, that I should use it to the best advantage of mankind. And that's one of the reasons I started on scalar energy research. What is esoteric, what is hidden, has now been laid bare to me. God has given me this insight. And if you will, my research is groundbreaking, and the research of Nikola Tesla was groundbreaking. So who teaches you? It's God. There is no college textbook. That's what I'm telling you both. There is no college textbook. Who can teach this? Only God can teach this. That's been my gift.
You just feel it. And you know what? I felt that too, Tom and Johnny and listeners. Yep. It's hard to explain because it actually was stuffed down my throat. You'd think I would repel. I would have repelled it. But as 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old girl, I just was feeling and it was the light. I kept describing it as the light. I don't know why I believe. I just feel it so strongly, but I feel like I'm a lucky one and you're a lucky one, Tom, because a lot of people don't feel it. So is it because they're not open maybe they're not meditating, they're not letting their mind ever, ever relax, which you think, well, I slept 8 hours. That's different than meditation. Meditation, you're sitting there. I had to learn this in 1 minute intervals. If you know you're supposed to meditate and you've had a show and you've done like me 700 or 800 shows about good stuff and meditation and all that, but you're going home and you're not even doing it, but you're thinking about it and that's helping. Wow. That, what if you actually did it? Okay. So I really have been, it took signing up for an actual course for me to really be accountable with my accountability group to, I don't lie. So then that means you didn't hear from me because I didn't do it. Meditation, how it affects your life. I just started to really do it recently. Wow. I'm the happiest person I've ever felt. Like the love light is booming inside and out into my soul, heart, brain, eyeballs, and all around, and senses, everybody. It's amazing. Now I have I am the luckiest girl in the world to be a co-host on Life Laughter Happiness Radio with Johnny and get to meet people like Tom Palladino, Scalar Energy Research, I'd say disciple, really, of this energy light chi. So many different words of positivity that have been equated with this scalar light force. And no, if it was not connecting with that other force, we'd be in a chaotic state, wouldn't we, Tom?
Yes, we would. You're absolutely right. Yes, we would. Yes. And with this discussion, I want to make this very clear. This is a gift from God. This technology will change the social order. Now, I hope that by this discussion and other future discussions that people will show interest in free energy. My goal in life is to improve the human condition. I want to improve the world condition, and that's why I've spent a career with Scalar Energy Research. Even though it's poorly understood, I believe that once this technology is embraced, we will solve so many problems that until now are insurmountable. So with that said, if we can find a way to improve the human condition with this technology, then my life will be fruitful. And then I'll consider what I've aspired to was indeed accepted and embraced by the world.
I know how we can help it by not referring to it as poorly misunderstood anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because if anybody listens to this from the beginning to the end, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of stumbling and fumbling because we're just learning about it on our end, Johnny and Barbara. But listen to it all the way through. I don't think it's hard to understand. I don't think it is. Because I am not going to put the stamp of poorly misunderstood on it. I am going to put the stamp of highly understood and completely going to take advantage of what is coming to me, which is not just free, but mine for the taking. Because God, the universe, Almighty, and the power of the light and the divine light is for me. Because guess what? I deserve it, and I'm going to take it right now. Look at the stars, everybody. The middle of that star, that's yours.
Yes. Yes, it is. And this is our moment in time. This is the time where mankind can step ahead. With a technology like this that will liberate humanity, that's the key to my work. I want to liberate humanity with free energy. And if I have free energy, oh my goodness! Then we're going to see great advances in humankind. So
okay, now that I know what free energy is, can you explain what a free radical is?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Tom.
I get it. I like your humor.
Thank you. Wow. Well, I'm just curious to hear a little bit from Johnny. But Johnny, don't you wonder, what does it heal? What elements does this heal? Why don't you talk to Tom a little bit?
Well, I was curious what he thought about COVID.
Yeah. I will speak from experience. During the pandemic, I was working with myself and family members. Now, keep in mind, this instrument works with photographs because I work at a level of force fields. It's not biological. And all of my friends, everybody was healthy. Nobody went to the hospital. We were all healthy on account of the fact that we worked with scalar energy to help our force fields, our energy fields, fight off COVID.
I'm up for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But guess
the
what?
The proof is in the pudding.
I agree. And I know people who have done that, though. But I just was watching a program, and the friend was on and said, you know what, my friend had full-blown AIDS, and he just was saying, I'm going to take the road of, no, I don't. My mind is going to say I don't. And he said, I just wish he would have taken the meds. But he didn't, and he died really quickly. But he was missing out on what you were offering naturally and freely, which... Mm-hmm. Not just you're offering it. I mean, you're showing the world what there is for the taking, which is this scalar energy. What if that AIDS patient would have had this, Tom? What would have happened? That mindset.
I can't predict that. Nobody can predict that. Again, I'm going to reiterate. During the pandemic, I worked with hundreds of family members and friends. We were all healthy. None of us went to the hospital. None of us. And I was not necessarily overly scrupulous about the matter. I lived a normal lifestyle. I engaged. I traveled. So what does that tell you? Even during a global pandemic, this energy allowed me to achieve lasting health, robust health during a global pandemic.
I'll tell you what it tells me. You don't like football very much because the only reason I did get the shot is because I wanted to go to a football game live at the stadium. And they controlled me, Tom. They controlled me. Yes, they being they out there controlled me of what I put into my body.
Yeah.
Which I never can take back out, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree, and many people are regretting these circumstances, regretting what they had to do. You're right.
Well, I only took one shot, but Johnny, he's all into all of the, what do you call
it,
shots? He's all into the vaccines and everything. This vaccine me up, Scotty, because that's what he thinks is keeping him safe. I'm not coming down on you, Johnny, but he thinks he just had COVID. We're not really sure. I mean, his mom did give him a couple of COVID tests, but that you buy. Well, not at a clinic. So he just had a sniffly little cold. He had a cold, not even a temperature, and he says that he had COVID. And the only reason he wasn't feeling the effects of COVID is because he had that shot because of his home test. Well, I'm not so sure, Johnny. And what if you could have evaded all of that by just getting the light? And how do we get the light, Tom? How do we get this light?
Go to the website, scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world is entitled to 15 days of sessions, free sessions. There's no questions asked.
I've been seeing 30, Tom.
Yeah. Well,
Johnny and I, since we did your show, can we have 30 days? We might have we might need a little more therapy than most people, because we're rubbing elbows now with you. I'm happy about it.
Yeah, our Facebook page has a 30-day program. Check out the Facebook.
Okay. Well, don't hide it from people. Facebook, you're going to get tons of followers. Facebook page. Okay, what is the Facebook address exactly, Tom.
Yes, it's Experience Scaler, Experience Scaler. You punch that in, and you'll find our 30-day free program, or you can just punch in Scaler Lite, Tom Palladino.
What if people after that do not even have a dollar to provide for the treatment? By the way, is it expensive after the 30 or 15-day trial period?
No, it's very inexpensive. We offer it at a reduced rate at $89. It's inexpensive.
Okay, great. For how long? How long?
We always offer it for a 30-day period. Some people only want to be treated for 30 days. So they send in their photograph. They understand that it's a new process in which the energy field of a photograph is treated. We don't, again, work with people in a biological sense. So to answer your question, some people only want to be treated for 30 days, so they only send their photograph in for the 30-day session.
Okay, you know what would be so cool? If you could connect with another person who did the follow-up testing for your patients after the 30-day period, whatever they were ailing, say they had herpes or I never even got the other things that it cures. I don't know those things, but on the website, everybody, you can check it out. Well, get a company, your side company, that does all the retesting, okay? Okay, you want to know, because your doctor might be dragging his legs. Hey, I told you you had herpes. Well, you have herpes. No, doc, retest me. No, but you've got your side people over here, your doctors, that could retest people, boom, 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 have the test. Look, you did 30 days here. Now, we have your test results. Boom, you're cured. Hello, I don't know a newscaster in the world who wouldn't want to relay that news.
And that's what we'd like. That's why we offer these free sessions. We want the world to participate. So that's go to the website or go to Facebook. We have these free sessions for everybody in the world. I want to be very open and transparent about this. It's a new science. Try it. Send in your photograph.
Mankind experience.
Yes, exactly. The greater number of people that I can work with, and again, it's the photographic process, it's not a biological process, the better.
So they're not going to be bothering you, because I would think, oh my gosh, she's probably got a million photographs to look at right now. I'm going to wait for my turn, you know. It'll probably be months. No. What is the turnaround rate once we send in our photographs?
We start treating you the very next day.
Oh, I'm in. Okay.
We have an automatic computer uploader, and you're not going to take my time. We've automated everything.
Okay, Tom, cool. Now, let's talk to Johnny, who is not so easy about stuff like this. He has his doctors in place. He has his dental. He has his everything in place. So, hey, Johnny. Can you sign up tomorrow for this? Are you going to
I'll look at it, but I'll look at it.
You don't even want to put your name in a sign up area and have them get to work tomorrow on your ailments by just giving a photo? Why? You're afraid?
But I don't have anything that I need healing.
Really? Really? So. All right. Well, I'll remember that next time. I have to remind you about your capitalizations. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you. You've
been so interesting to talk to, and this hour has been enlightening beyond what I even thought it was going to be. I am actually very excited. I love not just new things, but I love finding the way. I love realizations. That's what I love. I love realizations. And you know what? Why little old me would know everything? And I'm telling you, little old you, you don't either. So open your mind up. This is fascinating. And if it can help you, why not? Why are you closing the doors on this? It is the light of the universe. Scaler Light.
That's right.
Tom Palladino, thank you so much. And great. Continue success in all of your unveilings. And hopefully next, well, would you like to come back on our show?
Yes. Well, I want your audience to try this. I want your audience to experience the free sessions. And then, Barbara, Johnny, have me back maybe later in the year.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we would love to. We want to have you back to maybe you'll tell us some of your secrets next time.
Okay. Well, we'll get into that.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom Palladino. And everybody, go sign up right now. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you,
listener.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.